When I look at the challenges and the threats, it's in no particular order. Significant extraction of information and insight that is generating economic advantage for others, that is eroding operational advantage at times for us as a nation. That is, as you have seen in this Russian piece, where not just the extraction, but then the use of this information adds a whole nother dimension. And what concerns me beyond all that is, what happens is we start to move in an environment in which not only is information being, I've heard some people use the phrase weaponized, what happens when now we see people suddenly manipulating our networks so we can't believe the data that we're looking at? That would be a real fundamental game changer to me. And to me, it's only a question of the when, not the if, this is going to happen. And what happens when the non-state actor decides that cyber offers an asymmetric advantage to them because their sense of risk and their willingness to destroy the status quo is significantly different and greater than your typical nation state? Those are the kinds of long-term things. So as we've talked about more broadly today, we've got to get better on the defensive side because part of deterrence is making it harder for them to succeed. I acknowledge that. But a defensive strategy alone isn't going to work. It is a resource-intensive approach to doing business, and it puts us on the wrong end of the cost equation. That's a losing strategy for us, but it is a component of a strategy. We have got to ask ourselves, how do we change this broader dynamic? To go to the point you've heard repeatedly today, how do we convince nations and other actors out there that there is a price to pay for this behavior, that in fact it is not in your best interest?
And what should that price be?
Oh, it's a wide range of things here. There's no one silver bullet, which is another point I would make. If we're looking for the perfect solution, there isn't one. This will be a variety of incremental solutions and efforts that are going to play out over time. There's no one single approach here.